Lieutenant Colonel Dick Cole co-piloted the lead bomber in the 1942 Doolittle Raid, the United States' first counterattack on the Japanese mainland after Pearl Harbor. He passed away in San Antonio April 9th at 103 years old. On the 77th anniversary of the raid, hundreds of airmen lined Harmon Drive to salute Cole's family as they made their way onto Randolph Air Force Base. At the start of the ceremony, Cole's son Rich spoke about his father as a family man whose strength and humor helped him weather enormous challenges.
He loved, he cherished, and he laid down himself for us every day. Great men do great things. Good men do the right thing. My father was a good man.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson reflected on Cole's military achievements. She recalled that the Doolittle Raid was practically a suicide mission.
The planes had to launch much further away than they had planned. And every man knew it was likely going to be a one-way trip. They didn't have enough fuel with the forecast headwinds to make it to the Chinese mainland after the strike.
Wilson grew emotional when she spoke about the raiders' resolve.
Doolittle gave every man the option not to go, and not a single airman opted out.
Cole was a familiar face at Air Force schoolhouses and installations in the San Antonio area and beyond. General David Goldfein, the Air Force Chief of Staff, said his story continued to inspire.
Despite approaching his 100th year, he toured our bases and traveled all over the country, promoting the spirit of service and Air Force heritage among new generations of airmen.
Goldfein said he imagined the 79 other Doolittle Raiders finally welcoming Cole to heaven.
Lieutenant Colonel Dick Cole, here. What a reunion they must be having.
After the memorial service, the crowd spilled out into the late afternoon sun and looked upward. A group of T-38 aircraft swept overhead, flying in a missing man formation. Cole will be buried with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.